This is episode number 2447 of the Who Cares News for Monday, May 22nd, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Someone got the memo to love it up a little. Bennifer were spotted out shopping this weekend in BH with Jay's twins.
Oh.
And no serious frowny faces.
No.
And no serious frowny combos between the two. No animated Ben hands.
Wow.
Trying to explain the sourpuss face. Nope. The two were smiling, pecking on the PDA, and basically making nice kissy faces for the
cameras. I'm pretty sure their rep said stop it with the like slamming the car doors. And now, somebody said they read lips on one of the things that happened.
Yeah.
And they said they weren't fighting. They were just talking about
her dress.
Things, her dress, or she wanted to know if it was too low cut or whatever. He did not look happy.
Well, last week we told you that the pair looked, they were, man, you could call it less than thrilled on a coffee outing. And on the red carpet, you know, that was the lip reading thing.
Yes.
Even their attire was more sunny.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ben was in a nice pair of jeans with a beige overshirt, and Jen was wearing a sunny golden yellow sundress.
Oh, my.
And a big sunny smile.
It wasn't sunny this weekend in Southern California. I don't know why she wasn't wearing a wrap.
I know.
It was kind of overcast. It was June gloom, we call it.
It was June gloom.
Yeah. So, well, I don't know. I wasn't in the BH. So, no, it had to be June gloom there, too.
Well,
yeah.
Ben was caught carrying a shopping bag, so that means
everything's good because he's using the black card. So that's the deal.
He's carrying her shopping.
Well, yeah. And no, I guarantee you, their people said, look, you guys, everybody's thinking that you guys are splitting up. Stop it. This started with what? The Grammys, right? Back in March? Grammys or February?
Yeah.
When he was sitting there and he's like, I don't want to be here. I really don't want to be here. I don't want to be here.
Well, you know, he needs to suck it up and support his wife.
I got that.
You know?
I got that.
And then what was it about her dress that they had to disagree about?
Well,
I don't know.
Maybe it was a little too low cut. Maybe that was the deal. Maybe it's...
No, I don't think that was it.
No. Well, you know, whatever. She's going to only be able to keep doing this for only so much longer. And then she's going to have to start getting fillers.
I don't think there's trouble in paradise.
The waddle under the neck. She's going to, you know, it's going to be like,
when?
Soon.
Where's the justice in life?
Soon. She's like, what, 55, 56, whatever?
No.
Yes, isn't she?
No, she's not that old.
No, I don't know.
She's not that old.
All I know is, I think I blame it on Ben because Ben was also moody with the other Jen last week, too.
Maybe he's having... like premenstrual syndrome.
I was going to say, he's having menopause.
How
maybe
old
that's
is Jen
it.
Lopez?
Jen Lopez. Oh, you're gonna ask Siri? Is that the deal?
I'm actually asking Google.
Okay.
She's 53.
Okay, she's 53.
Still, I'll never look that good at 53.
Stop it. Just stop it.
You know what? I know what she needs to do.
What she needs to do?
Just go get him. Go take him to the Jack in the Box drive-thru.
That's right. That's right.
Get him some tacos. He'll be fine.
He's moved on to donuts.
Oh, you think so?
Oh, I know so. Haven't you seen the commercials?
Oh, well, yeah. But he got paid to do that.
Yeah, yep. Well, yeah, but still, he's moved on to donuts.
Once you are on Jack in the Box tacos.
I know, right?
It's not like you can come back from that. It's one more week from Cannes Film Festival, and I, for one, am excited that they will all be back doing stupid stuff again soon because we've been a little light in the Who Cares in the past week.
Yeah, we have.
The fashion was pretty good, though, I gotta say.
At Cannes? Yeah. Oh, yeah, Jennifer Lawrence looked fantastic.
And actually, I saw over the weekend they had some unseen footage of Met Gala fashion.
Yes.
They had some beautiful stuff they didn't show.
Well,
it was
the
hard
thing
to find
is that you change your gown at the Met Gala. You come down the red carpet, and then when you let your hair down later in the evening, you wear another costume.
Well.
Because you can't go to an after party with a 5-story train behind you.
The Cannes had some good stuff. Anyway.
Yeah.
Harrison Ford was whisked away from partner Calista Flockhart at the Indiana Jones premiere, which we heard was just okay.
Yeah, I'm a little disappointed that it's just okay.
Well, I'm going to be seeing it regardless.
Well, yeah, of course we're going to see it. You got to see it.
It sounds like it's all story and very little action because, well, Indy is old.
Indy is old.
It's only received 50 Rotten Tomatoes, which lands it smack dab in the middle of the list of films at the festival.
Yeah. Did you see the footage of him walking in with Spielberg and everybody to the premiere?
He had an emotional time there.
I know he did, but I mean, walking in, she's on his arm.
Yeah.
And they pull her aside like a handler. It's like, sorry.
They said there was a bit of a faux pas in the seating arrangement.
You don't get to go into the chambers to the State of the Union address. You have to wait outside.
Yeah, she was, and she had to sit behind him. And,
yeah, right?
No, she's his wife.
Are they married now, finally?
Maybe not.
No, I think.
Maybe I'm
but
confused.
But partners is smart. Okay, we cover all bases by calling her a partner.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They are a...
She's the heir to his fortune. That's what she is.
She is his love. There's a
cute, I
there's
think
an adorable picture of her and a gown.
Absolutely.
And he's standing in the door or this little looky-loo thing or this little window thing, looking at her with the sweetest smile on his face. It's just adorable. Yeah.
Hopefully he'll remember her when he's got dementia. So.
Jeez. Johnny Depp also made news last week from Cannes, whatever you would call it, when he famously said he was finished with Hollywood.
Yeah.
And from the appearance of his teeth, he's finished with brushing as well.
Yeah, my God.
But he got a wonderful reception.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know,
from his portrayal of...
Yeah, Amber Heard had to make a big old scene about it. But she wasn't at Cannes, so he was. So
he was.
Touche, Johnny Depp.
He did some good work in a French film.
Yes. And I heard there was a big standing O for Leo and, I forget the name of the movie, but anyway.
Well, Johnny Depp got a standing O. Harrison Ford got a standing O.
Yeah, these are all, you know, drunk people that are, you know, part of this movie scene. So they're like, and I bet they stayed for the credits. With our apologies.
You should always stay for the credits.
Yes, you should.
You should never leave before the credits are done.
Because you never know what Marvel's going to put at the end. With our apologies to Calista Flockhart, clearly she deserves our apologies. She should have been seated next to him.
Yes, she should have.
And Halle Berry, who wasn't at Cannes. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.